You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 5th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, it was a beautiful day to host a track and field meet, and that is what the Fergus Falls Otters did yesterday. They hosted the Harrington Early Bird Classic, and there were 8 teams involved on the girls' and the boys' side. The meet, of course, named for longtime coach Terry Harrington of the Otters. Perham won the girls' event with 133 points, and the Otters were runners-up with 124. Detroit Lakes came in third with 104, and they were followed by Barnesville, Hillcrest, Ottertail Central, Breckenridge, and Ashby, Brandon, Evansville. On the boys' side, Detroit Lakes won with 157 points. Perham was runner-up with 134, and the Otters claimed third with 97. They were followed by OTC, Breckenridge, Ashby, Brandon, Evansville, Hillcrest, and Barnesville. Well, some of the top performances for the Otters, their winners were on the girls' side, Este Versteeg in the 1600 with a season personal best. Sarah Grotberg had a season best in the 3200, winning that race. Brooke Zierden won the discus and also was second in the shot put. And Maya Fear had a best in the triple jump as she recorded a win in that event. For the Otter boys, they were led by Jaden Miller with a first-place finish in the 400 and a second in the 800. Also, the Otters had a first place in the 4x800 relay with Trigvi Ronovic, Noah Frank, Logan Bradenburg, and Landon Vadova making up that winning team. Andrew Muckow was second in the pole vault and fourth in the triple jump competition. Shane Zierden won the 100-meter hurdles and also had just a great day all the way around. He's going to have an outstanding season. Alex Burrows was second in the 300 hurdles event, and the Otters had some really strong showings throughout the competition. Now, Hillcrest was led with a team record. The girls' 4x800 relay broke the school record by 6 seconds. Relay team members were Katie Holzner, Emmy Berge, Elsa Retzloff, and Kaya Fiskness. So congratulations to that record-setting team. Gabe Swedenberg was second for the boys' Comets in both the 100 and 200-meter dash events, and Matthew Knutson was fifth in the high jump, and the 4x4 relay team of Knutson, Swedenberg, Maverick Peterson, and Drew Fisher wound up in third place. Back to the girls' side, Ruby Peterson was second in the 200 and joined Elsa Retzloff, Emmy Berge, and Kaya Fiskness for a second-place finish in the 4x4 relay. Katie Holzner was third in the 3200. Kaya Fiskness won the 400-meter dash, and Emmy Berge was fourth, and Elsa Retzloff was fifth in the 800-meter run. Other top performances on the day, Ottertail Central had Mason DeLugi set the tone, claiming first place in the triple jump with a leap of 42 feet 7 inches. That is a fourth all-time best in Ottertail Central history. And also, DeLugi took second in the long jump. Peter Newark was victorious in the 3,200-meter run and had a top-five finish in the 1,600. Jonas Hagemeister was first in the 300 hurdles and was top-four in the pole vault. Kinley Borman won the long jump and took home fifth in the triple jump. Maggie Mark and Madison Cameron were second and fifth, respectively, in the discus. Aiden Hagem was third in the triple jump, fourth in the 400. OTC will host an event on Monday in Battle Lake, but a good performance for a number of their individuals at this meet in Fergus Falls on Thursday. So That's a good look at some of the results from those area teams. Now, there are other results, too. Top results, the Perham Yellow Jackets had Tyrus Codron win the boys' 100-meter run and the 200-meter run as well. And they had some really good showings as well in the distance events. Bjorn Anderson in the 800-meter run was the champion. In fact, Perham had three of the top four finishes in that event. Dylan Gook won the 600-meter run for the Yellow Jackets. They had the runner-up in the 3200 with Ethan Hadia finishing in second place there. And the Yellow Jackets won the 4x1 relay and the 4x4 relay. And in the field events for the top finishes there, had Jacob Kunkel of Breckenridge winning the high jump. Noah Novotny of the Yellow Jackets was the pole vault champion. And on the girls' side, looking at some of the events there, Perham had the 1-2 finishers in the triple jump with Jaden Hackle and Kennedy Pilgrim. Good performance there. Pilgrim was second, Hackle third in the long jump competition. Ashley Manaville of Barnesville won the pole vault. And in the other field events, Kate Diggins of Perham won the shot put competition. And the Yellow Jackets also had a strong showing in the 4x4 relay as they won that event. Breckenridge won the 4x2 relay. And in the individual running events, the top finishers for Barnesville, Lindsay Rotz in the 800-meter run. She won that event. Aspen Rohde of the Yellow Jackets was second there. And Gracie Morris won the 200-meter dash. Morris from Perham also with a good performance. So those are your top finishes yesterday at the Terry Harrington Early Bird Track and Field Classic at Fergus Falls. Just a great day weather-wise and some great times. Lots of the season bests, personal bests that were turned in on just a beautiful day for the competition. And good to see. The Otters have another home meet coming up on Tuesday, but that's after their Central Lakes Conference meet tomorrow at St. John's. Well, one of our sponsors, of course, of our podcast is Lake Area Docks and Lifts. They offer premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, not only was there track and field action yesterday, but the baseball season got rolling for the Breckenridge Cowboys as they topped the West Central Area Knights. And they did it with a strong showing as they went five innings for a 12-0 victory in that game. And some strong pitching over that five-inning performance. Trey Vogelbacher struck out 12 West Central area batters, did not walk a batter, and allowed only three hits in the game. At the plate, Cooper Roberts led the Cowboys with the bases clearing three-run triple to get the scoring started. Breckenridge scored seven runs in the first inning and never looked back. So a good start for the Cowboys. Jack Heidemann's team getting the victory in the opener by a score of 12-0. The home opener did not go the way the Twins wanted it to go yesterday. They had a great day weather-wise also in the Twin Cities for the opener, but Tanner Bibee took care of the Twins yesterday, the starting pitcher, along with his bullpen. They had 15 strikeouts. Twins struck out 15 times out of the 27 outs yesterday. That's not good. Stephen Kwan had three hits. The Guardians spoiled the home opener, winning by a score of 4-2. Emmanuel Clase worked a perfect ninth inning to get his third save of the year. Twin starter Pablo Lopez gave up four runs, three of them earned in 5 2/3 innings on the mound. So the Twins are 3-3. And they are off today. They have Joe Ryan pitching tomorrow in the second game of this series against the Guardians, and they'll be going up against Carlos Carrasco, who will make his second start in his return to Cleveland after three seasons with the Mets. Ryan hopefully will be better tomorrow than he was against the Guardians last year. He was 0-3, although his ERA was respectable at 3.24 in his three starts against the Guardians. Twins at 3-3, two games behind Detroit. Tigers are 5-1 after earning their first loss yesterday. They split with the Mets in a doubleheader. Cleveland is 6-2, and they are in a virtual tie for first place with Detroit in the division. Well, before we talk about basketball, and there's a lot to talk about on that subject as we're into the Final Four weekend in both the NCAA and women's and men, and the WNIT finals are tomorrow, the NIT last night. So more on that in a minute. But first, Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. You can visit Pemberton Law at their locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. And online, of course, at pemlaw.com. Well, last night, Seton Hall scored the last 9 points of the game. Dre Davis scored on a layup with 16 seconds left to cap that run, and the Pirates beat Indiana State 79-77 for their first NIT championship since 1953. Seton Hall scoring the final 9 points in a battle between number one seeds to erase a 77-70 deficit. Alamir Doss led the Pirates with 24 points and was named the tournament's outstanding player, as Seton Hall is the NIT champion. Now, the women's NIT will involve the Minnesota Gophers and the finals, and they'll play St. Louis tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Edwardsville, Illinois, for the WNIT championship. So fun to have the Gopher ladies playing on the last day of the season. And in the women's NCAA semifinals, the Final Four tonight in Cleveland, Ohio, North Carolina State takes on South Carolina, one of the remaining number one seeds, and the other remaining number one seed, Iowa and Caitlin Clark. They have the 8 o'clock game tonight against UConn, and the two winners will play for the championship on Sunday. Now, South Carolina is an 11.5-point favorite over North Carolina State, and Iowa is a 2.5-point favorite over UConn in their game. And the men's semifinals, the Final Four, tomorrow, and that will be in Glendale, Arizona, where North Carolina State, what a run they are on. They will take on a top seed, Purdue, in the 5 o'clock game. And in that one, Purdue is a 9.5-point favorite. And another number one seed, UConn, 11.5-point favorite against number four seed Alabama in the other semifinal in Glendale, Arizona. That one gets underway just before 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So lots of big basketball this weekend. If you're a basketball junkie, you're going to be feeling pretty good about this weekend's schedule. And it starts tonight with the women's semifinals. And that'll do it for our podcast. Hope you had a great week and look forward to a great weekend as well. We'll be back and chatting with you again on Monday. And be sure to check out our feature podcasts on YouTube with the video and audio features featuring the 1984 Fergus Falls Boys Basketball State Tournament Team, the 1984 Pelican Rapids Boys Basketball State Championship Team, and also a feature on Rex Haugen on the day when Rex Haugen Court was announced at the Al Siegley Activity Center in Pelican Rapids. And we also have a feature podcast, of course, on that national championship team for the Lady Spartans from 2000-2001. And be looking for, in the not-too-distant future, an Otter Hockey, Boys Hockey, a history podcast that we are putting together with several of the former coaches and a number of former players joining us to kind of trace the history of Otter Boys hockey. So we're working on that. Hopefully have it up in the next week to 10 days. And that's our podcast for today. Enjoy your weekend.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.